When did I realize Emmeline was pregnant? A few months after the boy stopped coming for tea. I knew it before she knew herself. She was hardly one to notice the changes in her body or to realize the consequences. I questioned her about Ambrose. It was hard to make her understand the sense of my questions, and she quite failed to see why I was angry. "He was so sad," was all she would tell me. "You were too unkind." She spoke very gently, full of compassion for the boy, velveting her reproach for me. I could have shaken her. I dismissed Ambrose. I gave him his pay till the end of the week and sent him away. I didn't look at him while I spoke to him. I didn't give him any reasons. He didn't ask any questions. "You may as well go immediately," I told him, but that wasn't his way. He finished the row of planting I had interrupted, cleaned the tools scrupulously the way John had taught him, and put them back in the garden shed, leaving everything neat and tidy. Then he knocked at the kitchen door. "What will you do for meat? Do you know how to kill a chicken at least?" I shook my head. "Come on." He jerked his head in the direction of the pen, and I followed him. "Don't waste any time," he instructed me. "Clean and quick is the way. No second thoughts." He mimed the action that would break its neck. I reached for a bird, but it scuttled away. The second one slipped through my fingers in the same way. Grabbing for a third, this time clumsily, I held on to it. "Clean and quick," he reminded me. I was going to kill the bird. I had decided to kill the bird. So, gripping the bird's neck, I squeezed. But my hands would only half obey me. A strangled cry of alarm flew from the bird's throat, and for a second I hesitated. With a muscular twist and a flap, the bird slipped from under my arm. It was only because I was struck by the paralysis of panic that I still had it by the neck. Wings beating, claws flailing wildly at the air, it almost lurched away from me. Swiftly, powerfully, the boy took the bird out of my grasp, and in a single movement he had done it. He held the body out to me. I forced myself to take it. Warm, heavy, still. The sun shone on his hair as he looked at me. His look was worse than the claws, worse than the beating wings, worse than the limp body in my hands. Without a word, he turned his back and walked away.